I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, September 23rd. A woman was found shot four times behind the wheel of a heavily damaged car in West Quincy on Saturday night. Police say the 56-year-old Easton woman was found behind the wheel of a Range Rover near 240 Willard Street just before 11 o'clock Saturday night. The woman had been shot four times and had to be extricated from the vehicle by firefighters. She was taken to Boston Medical Center and is expected to survive. The woman's 34-year-old son, also from Easton, was also in the vehicle and was not hurt. Police believe the woman was shot by someone in another vehicle near Copeland Street and Furnacebrook Parkway and then fled down Willard Street, where she struck a pole. The vehicle was found sideways in the middle of the roadway. The incident remains under investigation. So far, no arrests have been reported. A person acting erratically at a laundromat in Weymouth yesterday afternoon allegedly fled from police when they arrived, striking a cruiser in the process, and then hitting it again intentionally two more times. Police said officers responded to the Broad Street laundromat at Washington Street at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon on reports of a person causing a scene and arrived to find the suspect still acting erratically. Police alleged the suspect was uncooperative and hopped into his car to flee the scene, striking a police cruiser in the process. Next, police alleged the driver backed up and hit the cruiser two more times, nearly striking an officer as he finally broke away. Suspect allegedly drove onto the sidewalk. Police chased him down Main Street under Route 3 until about exit 18 on the highway, where the suspect lost control of his vehicle and crashed into the woods. Suspect had to be extricated from the wrecked vehicle. Police say he's currently recovering from non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital and will be arrested when he is released. His name is not being released at this time. Police won't say what charges he'll be facing. Three people were injured after a crash last night on Route 3 in Duxbury. Duxbury Fire Department advising people to avoid the area of the motor vehicle crash on Route 3 North before exit 22. Not many details were provided, but pictures showed the fire department investigating a badly damaged SUV that appeared to have struck a tree off the roadway. One person was trapped and had to be freed. Three people in total were taken to South Shore Hospital. It's unclear about their injuries. Firefighters were also called to another crash at about 7:30 Saturday night in Duxbury at the intersection of Route 53 and Franklin Street, where two people were hospitalized. A police chase yesterday ending with a smash into and a small fire at the Kingston Fire Station. Kingston officials said that incident began with three masked individuals trying to break into a home in another area. Authorities said the driver of the fleeing car drove into a generator at the fire department, then started a small fire in the electrical IT room. Driver reportedly tried to get away after the crash, but was taken into custody and is being treated for injuries. Two passengers were interviewed by police. All three are juveniles. The car was totaled and allegedly stolen. No officers were injured. Business operations, the Kingston Fire Station, were offline for a while, but 911 operations will not be impacted. A concession stand for a youth football league was broken into and hundreds of dollars worth of food stolen just a few weeks into football season. Happened at the Opachinsky Complex on Pottle Street in Kingston. That's where Silver Lake Youth Football has its concession stand. Jackie Arena, the manager of concessions, says somebody smashed the building's glass windows and their entire stock of candy and snacks were stolen, along with some homemade salads and some of their drinks. In total, Arena says the stolen stock was worth between $800 and $900. The stand is currently relying on donations to help feed players during and after football practice. Arena said the community is shocked and disturbed by the theft. Silver Lake Youth Football is a nonprofit that provides a football program for more than 200 children from Kingston, Plimpton, and Halifax. Arena said since the break-in, donations have been pouring in from small businesses and some other local teams. The town of Braintree has reached a $14.9 million settlement in the case of Fred Weichel versus the town. In May of 1980, Weichel was wrongfully convicted for the murder of Robert LaMonica. Weichel served a prison sentence of 36 years until 2010, when new details emerged when the town of Braintree was requested public records. Weichel should be released and exonerated in 2017. Shortly after, he sued, including the town of Braintree and the Commonwealth. A trial took place 2 years ago, where jurors ruled that the state should pay $33 million. However, due to a law that protects the Commonwealth from liability of anything over $1 million, Weichel and his attorney determined that the town of Braintree faced greater monetary exposure. After multiple years of casework and legalities, Braintree and Weichel came to a settlement of $14.9 million. Mayor Aaron Joyce will work with the town and other officials on paying that settlement. A renovation project at Forbes Hill Park in Quincy was completed this past summer. City officials say the improvements include a new basketball court, a new tennis and pickleball court, and a new children's playground. This fall, a walking path will be added along with 30 new trees. Repairs to the Forbes Hill Water Tower are also in the works. Drainage improvements are all part of that renovation going on at the nearby Furnace Brook Golf Course. Construction continues there on a new clubhouse, and officials say the project is on time and on budget. The new building will include a dining area, a covered deck, and four new state-of-the-art golf simulators. The clubhouse will be completed early next year. A new water line was also installed to help improve water pressure in that area. State Supreme Court has agreed to review the Karen Reed murder case. The SJC has set a deadline no later than September 25th for Reed's legal team to file a principal brief on the case. Then prosecutors have until October 16th. The defense will then have until October 25th to respond to the prosecution. Oral arguments are then expected to take place in November. Last week, Reed's attorney filed an appeal with the state's highest court seeking to overturn Norfolk Superior Court Judge Beverly Canone's most recent ruling, where she denied a request from Reed's team to dismiss two of the three criminal charges against her. They include second-degree murder and leaving the scene of a deadly crash. Reed's lawyers made that request after several jurors came forward to report that they unanimously agreed to find Reed not guilty on both charges during her first trial, which ended with a hung jury after the foreman told the judge the panel was hopelessly deadlocked. Reed's lawyers have argued that keeping those charges violates Reed's double jeopardy protections. They want the Supreme Court to weigh in on that. Last week, Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey announced that Special Assistant District Attorney Hank Brennan will lead the state's retrial of Reed. He was one of Whitey Bulger's defense attorneys during his 2013 mob trial. Judge tentatively set Reed's retrial date for January 27th of next year. A former U.S. Postal Service employee who admitted to stealing rare coins and other items from parcels will avoid prison time. 33-year-old William Page of Duxbury was expected to plead guilty in U.S. District Court to three counts of theft by mail of a Postal Service employee. In exchange for Page's guilty plea, prosecutors said they'd recommend he receive 2 years probation and be ordered to pay $5,100 in restitution. Page was arrested 2 years ago and indicted on three counts of theft of mail. Prosecutors say between January and February of 2022, Page stole collector's coins and other items from packages he was entrusted to deliver. In addition to the rare coins, Page also allegedly stole a USB power sensor. Total value of the items was more than $5,800. Initially, for the charge of theft of mail by a Postal Service employee, Page had faced a sentence of up to 5 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a $250,000 fine. One of the rarest colonial coins will be on sale from a coin dealer in Boston. The 16.52 New England threepence is expected to fetch a price tag well over $1 million. There are no currently known three pence coins of its kind. One was stolen from a Yale collection and has not been seen since. Stax Bowers will have this one on auction in November. It is the only one available to the public. They got the coin from a shop in the Netherlands, but the coin is deeply rooted in Massachusetts. It was stamped at the Hull Mint in 1652, a location now the site of Macy's near Downtown Crossing. We will likely never know its original owner, but officials say sources believe the coin was once in the possession of the Quincy family. On the coin are three distinct features engraved or embossed onto it. An NE symbolizing New England, and on the reverse, the Roman numeral 3, which stands for threepence. The Stax Bowers Gallery at Faneuil Hall is no stranger to rare New England coins or bills. They have a note engraved by Paul Revere, but the 1652 threepence is by far the most expensive. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 38 points on Friday. The NASDAQ dropped 65, and the S&P fell 11. Asian stocks are higher today. The euro is down. Oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Twins 9-3. They're in Toronto for a series with the Blue Jays beginning tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today, cloudy and cool with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 50. Tomorrow, same thing, cloudy, high 65. No change on Wednesday, cloudy 67. More showers Thursday, the high of 69. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet. A northeast wind at 10 to 15, still gusting to 20 knots at times, and a high tide 4:13 p.m. Sunrise 6:32, sets at 6:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, September 23rd.